Hello, this is Father Jeremiah from the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, and you are listening to From the Friars podcast.
There's a story about a young man who had just graduated from law school. And shortly afterwards, he got a job as a lawyer in a very high-powered, very successful firm. And this young man was extremely intelligent. He was highly competent. Everything that he would touch turned into a success. And after a few years of working as a lawyer, he surprised all of his colleagues, and especially his boss, one day when he told them that he was quitting. And the reason why he was quitting was because he decided to enter a monastery. And once this young man enters the monastery, just like in his career as a lawyer, he flourished. He immersed himself into the life of prayer. He excelled in all of his theological and monastic studies. And he even had completed so many of the work projects that the monks were trying to get done for the past several years. And everybody kind of assumed that eventually this young man would become the next abbot. However, shortly after his final vows, he woke up one morning and he was stricken by a mysterious illness. And for the next several weeks, he would visit doctor after doctor, and they would take test after test. And every one of them said the same thing to this young monk. We don't know what's happening. And so for the next 2 years, this young monk is basically confined to a wheelchair. He's not able to do any physical or manual labor. He has kind of lost his desire to study, to read. And all that he really can do is spend most of the day in the chapel, in prayer. And one night, as all the monks are sort of gathered in recreation, they were attempting to try to make this young monk feel better. They wanted to just be compassionate towards him because they just felt so bad for him. And this young monk said to his brothers, he said, "Before my illness, I had no idea how much I relied on myself. How much I relied on my own strength. My own intelligence, and my own talents." And he said, "I'm almost ashamed to say this, but subconsciously I thought that without my intelligence, without all of my talents, I could do nothing. But since I've been sick, I realize more deeply the words of Jesus in the gospel, words that we hear today. Without me, you can do nothing." He said the important lesson that he was learning in all of this is that God is more concerned about our purification than our success. Why is this so? Well, the answer is very simple. Because there is no success on any level, on any degree, without Jesus. Jesus tells us very clearly today in the gospel, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. The amount of fruit that we will produce in our life, whether that is individually, as a community, in our families, or in ministry, is based entirely on the degree of our absolute dependence on Jesus for everything. And all of us know this truth, at least in our heads. This is not the first time we've ever heard this gospel. Yet the difficulty, and this is really, I believe, a lifelong challenge for all of us, is accepting this truth in our hearts and choosing to live from it. It seems to be just part of our human nature, but when we experience personally our own limitations or our own weaknesses or just some of the misfortunes of life, very often we blame other people for them. We point our fingers, or we become frustrated and angry. And we view these things as obstacles to both our human and spiritual growth. And then we spend so much time and so much energy trying to redeem ourselves by ourselves, trying to perfect ourselves by ourselves. Because very often we want to appear to everyone that we have it together. And yet the hard truth is, the sobering truth is that we don't have it together. And we never will by ourselves. And we don't have to. Trying to get ourselves together by ourselves is a complete waste of time and energy. Jesus never says to us in the gospel, would you just get your life together? Perfect yourself by yourself. But rather, Jesus does say, come to me. He says, follow me. And today, he tells us 5 times in these 8 verses, remain in me. In many ways, this is the essence of the spiritual life, to remain in Jesus. We don't have to be highly intelligent or extremely competent to do that. But we must trust him. We must desire him and love him in order to remain in him. Because there is no life outside of him. In our relationship with God, there's a very important question that it's appropriate to ask ourselves regularly. What is God saying to us? What do we perceive God is saying to us? Not only in our life of prayer, but in the circumstances, the situations of our life, things that are happening exteriorly and also interiorly in us. But an even more important question that we should ask ourselves is, what are we saying to God? If we can honestly say to God, Lord, take away every branch in me that is not bearing fruit. In other words, take away those things, those places in my heart and in my life where there is too much of me. If we can honestly say that to the Lord, then we are not far from the kingdom of God, because we are living from and realizing our absolute dependence on Jesus, without whom we can do nothing.
Thank you for listening to From the Friars podcast. Please check out our website at franciscanfriars.com and find us on Facebook and Instagram at CFR_Franciscans.